Why did a restaurant score a 98? Why did a restaurant score a 68? This new website that we have, public access website, explains why the score is what it is.
Can we assume if a restaurant is open and serving food that there's been an inspection and that food being served at a minimum is safe to consume, regardless of what score is online? If that restaurant's open, we can assume the McLean County Health Department has looked at it and it's safe to eat there.
Yes, the requirement in McLean County is if you're serving food to the public, whether it's being offered for free or for a fee, you're required to have a food permit. And if it's open and has a food permit displayed, it's safe to eat there.
We'll talk a little more in detail about these online inspections and some of the new information that you're providing in the score sheet that's online. But let's first talk about what inspectors generally look for. What are some problem areas that can trip up a restaurant?
Problem areas, restaurant operations are very difficult to do. A lot of people think just see the front end and wait staff waiting on them, bringing out food, filling beverages, and it looks very simple from the public's aspect. But what they don't see is behind the scenes and the preparation and the chaos that occurs, because what you see out in the restaurant, in the front of the restaurant, is one thing. You don't see upstairs the 300 people that are there for a banquet or the wedding reception in the back room. In that one kitchen that serves your general breakfast, lunch, and dinner, now they're trying to handle an additional 300 people or more because of a catering event. And then there's the bookwork and the paperwork. So it's a lot of work. And education and oversight is very difficult for restaurant operators because they're required to be in many places at once.
So what do inspectors look for when they walk into a restaurant for an inspection?
First thing the inspectors look at is the handling of the food. There's this perception that once we walk into a restaurant, we're out to get people, and we're not out to get the restaurant or their operator. We're there to see that they're doing things safely. We're additional eyes and ears. Oftentimes, we see cleaning issues that a manager, shift manager, or even standard employee see every day, but they're so busy, they say to themselves, "I'll get to that later. I'll get to that later." And then it just becomes a natural part of the environment. We come in fresh, and we see the things that need to be attended to. Handling is one of the biggest things. Again, as I stated earlier, there's a lot of chaos that goes on in a restaurant during their busy time of the day.
Anybody who's worked in food service will know this.
Yes. I worked in food service for many years since the age of 14. So I do have an understanding of what goes on behind the scenes in a restaurant and how chaotic the prep work can be, and then the on-demand as people are ordering and orders are going out, orders are coming in. People are complaining that the food's not hot enough. Someone wants a special order. So this is all going on.
So it's interesting. Your inspectors offer a fresh pair of eyes for the grime that is sort of faded into the background for the managers, or a problem in a corner that they're going to get to but just haven't yet.
Exactly.
Anyone who looks at this information that's published online now about restaurants will see a particular amount of attention paid to floors and grout. What are some of the issues with floors and grout?
Floors and grout, it's a structural issue. If you don't have an easily cleanable floor, as grout starts to degrade under the abuse that food acids create and the harsh cleaners that are used in a kitchen environment, food particles and grease and oils settle between the grooves of the tiles or under the underlayment of a vinyl tile. And as that builds up, that provides a food source for insects and rodents.
And bacteria. What will cause the McLean County Health Department to close a restaurant? Are there instances where an inspector goes in and says, "You're done for the day"?
Yes, that has happened on occasion. It's not an everyday event. It's not a monthly event. But occasionally, a restaurant's having a really bad day, and they're in the middle of a rush hour, and the sewer decides to back up. Or the hot water heater decides to fail. Or maybe people arrive late in the morning for their morning shift, and they didn't notice the temperature of the walk-in refrigerator that went out during the thunderstorm the night before and never kicked back on. So temperature violations, sewage backup, lack of hot water. That will result. Those are just a few things that will result in immediate closure of an establishment.
Short of closing a place, what other serious action can the health department take with a restaurant? Immediate corrective action, or, you know, we're going to look at some photos in a moment. One of those, you actually required the restaurant to throw out that meat.
Right, and that's one. And it's a financial burden on a food establishment to lose their food product. It's not something we like to do, but our job is to provide for the safety of the public. And if we see an adulteration of food, mishandling, it's our job to make sure that that food is properly destroyed and doesn't get to the public.
People visiting the inspections part of the health department website will see the restaurant scores and now more detailed comments. How does the scoring work?
The scoring is based on a 100-point scale. And as violations are identified, that score is dropped. So,
and most violations are just a point.
Yes, most violations are just a point. So we talked about soiled floors earlier and grout. That's a 1-point violation. And we may find that in the kitchen, so that's automatically goes from 100 to a 99. But then again, if we find that in the restroom, we don't add another point to that. It's still a 99, but we do mark the violation. And that's something that people will see on our new website, that they can see there might be a grout problem or flooring problem in the kitchen. There might be a flooring problem in the restroom. There might be a flooring problem out in the dining area.
And what about consecutive poor scores? You said most people, this is a 100-point scale. Most of the scores are in the 90s when you look. But what about a restaurant that has maybe 375s back-to-back?
It depends on
Does that have any cumulative effect?
It depends on what resulted in that score of a 75. If they're critical items in it's temperature violations or personal hygiene, plumbing problems, then we're going to schedule a hearing with that operator and have them come in and try to identify why those violations keep occurring. And if it's something that we can easily identify and assist with, we'll go in and we will teach staff proper personal hygiene habits. We will teach staff how to identify proper cooking temperatures, proper holding temperatures, how to clean properly, how to wash, rinse, and sanitize dishes.
But again, a 75 dishes doesn't mean that it's not safe to eat at.
Correct.
Yeah. This is Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy talking with Tom Anderson, director of the McLean County Health Department's Environmental Health Division. Chipotle is a restaurant struggling with some food safety issues nationally, but locally the restaurant chain scores very well. And I thought we might take a look at the one on Main Street in Normal near the ISU campus and use it as an example. In September, the restaurant scored a 94. What does that number mean? Does that mean it had 6 1-point violations?
They could have had 6 different 1-point violations, or they may have had 1 5-point critical violation, such as hand washing, personal hygiene, and a low point violation, such as a soiled floor.
Another routine inspection on January 12th, and again, we're talking about the Chipotle on Main Street near the ISU campus, gave the location a 98 with 2 violations, a knife straightener dropped on the floor and returned to its position without cleaning it, and to-go containers stored open side up instead of upside down. Can you characterize the seriousness of those 2 violations?
Dropping the knife on the floor before being washed, obviously people walk across the floor. We don't know where our feet have been as we walk outside and walk back into the restaurant. We don't know when the last time that floor was washed, and no one wants to eat food off the floor. And that's basically what you're doing when you drop a food preparation utensil on the floor, pick it up and put it back on the food prep surface. It's what we call in our profession cross-contamination.
And then the to-go containers were just, the corrective action there was just to turn them upside down.
Exactly.
An easy fix.
And to-go, yeah, the to-go containers is a lesser violation, and it's protecting the containers from potential contamination.
I think the general public will like the transparency that's provided on the health department website now, but is the word violation too strong for the general public? We have to really put this in context. There are violations and then there are violations.
There are, yes. I understand what you're saying.
Do you think the word violation is too strong for the general public, or do you think they'll be able to sort of grasp what's going on by looking at the website?
Well, we're a regulatory division of the health department, so we operate under the context and language of violations. There is a push throughout the country to change that in the going to just a pass, not pass, compliant, not compliant
or
type of terminology.
Or calling them infractions maybe, something like that.
Yeah, and I haven't seen that, but yeah, infractions, deficiencies, I've seen the word deficiencies used.
The health department provided some photos to WGLT from some recent inspections, and we're posting those to our website, WGLT.org. Wonder if we could talk about a couple of them. Let's start with the sink full of water, and it appears as though there's meat thawing in that water. Can you tell me a little bit about this photo without talking about the restaurant?
Okay. To give your listeners a little bit more detail as to what they may be looking at on that photo, that is a sink that is a wall-hung mop sink. That is a designated sink for your soiled mop water to fill your mop bucket with the water that's used to mop the kitchen floor, to mop the dining room floor, to mop the bathroom floors. And in this particular instance, the sanitarian walked into the restaurant and went back to the kitchen and saw this meat marinating in this water in the mop sink. And as viewers could see on the website, the sink isn't the cleanest sink.
So that's an instance of cross-contamination.
Exactly, cross-contamination.
And what happened to that meat?
That meat was immediately discarded by the sanitarian.
Is that a proper way to thaw meat, even if it's an approved sink?
No, that's not a proper way to thaw any what we call potentially hazardous food product, any type of meat product that has to be held at proper temperatures to inhibit bacterial growth. That's chicken in there, and chicken is known to cause salmonella. And if there is traces of salmonella on that chicken, now it's sitting in room temperature water that's providing
in a mop sink
along with other bacteria that aren't directly associated with that chicken. And it's basically beginning to grow.
Is that an instance where the sanitarian just slaps his forehead and says, "What's going on here?" I mean, is this obvious to the sanitarian, not so obvious to the restaurant owner or manager?
It was probably not so obvious to an uneducated restaurant worker. Managers generally know that that's an improper way to handle food. But that manager may have been doing the bookwork up in the front office and trusted the kitchen staff to do what's correct.
And the bread on the floor, that's an obvious one. What about dirty dishes in a sink? Obviously, it looks like another mop sink again, but to my untrained eye, it just looks like dirty dishes in a sink.
And again, that is a mop sink. It's a cleaner mop sink than the one in the photo with the chicken. But every restaurant, in order to operate, has to have a designated cleaning area for utensils and dinnerware. And a mop sink is not a designated sink for dinnerware.
I can imagine the chaos in a kitchen where somebody said, "I'm just going to put these here for a moment."
And
the inspector walked in.
That's probably what happened. It was a situation where someone got overwhelmed. They were in a hurry, and they just dumped the dishes right in the sink. Maybe it was a rush, and the three-compartment sink area was starting to back up, and the dishwasher said, "I can't take any more dishes. Put them somewhere else in the kitchen."
Another photo is the overbooked Roach Motel. I would assume if you're having to use Roach Motels, that's a bigger problem. Maybe there ought to be some sort of to have somebody spray the restaurant, somebody involved in pest control.
Yeah, and in this particular situation, a pest control operator did set that glue trap. And many pest control operations do use glue traps to measure the population of insects and rodents in an establishment. It's a very safe way to measure the effectiveness of treatment that's going on in any type of establishment, whether it be your home or a food establishment. And in this case, I don't know the timing of this. I don't know if the company came in and put this just to see how bad the situation was, or if treatment had occurred and it resulted in this.
You have to hope that's a year buildup and not a week buildup.
Yeah, you would hope.
I didn't see a lot of 100s when looking at the health department's website. How hard is it to get a perfect score?
It's very difficult. As I said earlier, restaurant operation's not easy. What we see out in the front is definitely not what's going on in the back. And many times when you see 100, it's either in association with a reinspection, because the sanitarian is just taking the previous inspection, results of the previous inspection, and going down the list. Unless they see something absolutely egregious, it's very rare that a sanitarian will add another violation onto a reinspection.
How do you expect people to use this information that's now at the health department website? Should it be part of the equation when deciding where to eat?
They can use that to decide where to eat. over time, as this new system develops, they're going to see rationales, public health rationales associated with the sanitarian's observations that result in the violation. And hopefully that gives people a better understanding as to why putting dirty dishes in a mop sink isn't necessarily a good thing. I think that most people would understand why storing bread on the floor is not a good thing. And they'd understand better why storing meat in a sink of water, whether it be a food sink or a mop sink, it's just not good practice.
And I would guess maybe people should look for trends as well. You know, a one-off of a 75 or a 60 shouldn't keep you from going to the restaurant. Look at all the rest of the scores as well.
And yes,
and the nature of the violations.
And as listeners go onto the website and they start to build their knowledge based upon the rationales there, and they see more and they start to see the trends in the food scores, that will help them make a more accurate decision as to where they want to eat compared to the old system that we had with just the numbers.
What do restaurant owners and managers think of this new transparency?
We've had varying input. We haven't had a lot of input. Some restaurant operators have restaurants in other counties that are already doing this, so this is no surprise to them. Others that where this is a first-time experience for them, they're a little apprehensive.
And if a patron suspects something or thinks something is wrong or thinks they got ill after eating out, what should they do?
They can call the health department if they think that they're ill. If they're very ill, they need to contact their physician.
And the health department, you can find all the contact information online.
Yes. That's...
All right, Tom, thanks for joining us on Sound Ideas.
Thank you, Mike.